Good morning, everyone. How is it going? How is the assignment 2 going on? Have you started working on assignment 2? Okay, so far good? Alright. So we have finished the SQL. And today we are going to see some operations in relational algebra. We will not go into too much detail, just some basic things. Basically, it can help you to understand how it can help you to understand or visualize the queries much better after knowing the relational algebra, because you need to do every operation at one by one. So it will help you to divide a question into small question and then solve parts of that, and maybe that process can help you to make or create the queries in SQL, because they are very much related. So basically, if you remember, we studied last week, I think, relational model. All these data models which we are studying, usually with these data models we have the set of operations also. So with relational model, what is it? Do you remember anything? We studied something. What is a relational model? In which the data is stored in the form of relations or two-dimensional tables, right? So it's flat structure in the form of tables, and many of the commercially available database management systems use relational model to store the data, like MySQL, like Oracle, and many more. So with every data model, there are some set of operations. And relational algebra is that set of operations that can be, we can execute on relational model. So if the data is in the form of relations, we can execute these operations. So initially, it was a set of theoretical concepts which came and we had in the mathematics, all these operations, and later on we have the practical model which is used by SQL. You will find many of the similarity between the two, but there are some small differences as well, that some of the things you can do in relational algebra but cannot do by SQL. So little bit difference between the theoretical model and the practical model which is used by SQL. So we are going to study or go through all these operations today, and we will start with projection and selection. Any one of you have seen something or have some idea about relational algebra from mathematics before? Okay, it's okay. It doesn't matter. So it is the basic set of operations for the relational model. Usually, all the data models are divided into three categories. We didn't see that before. So we have high level models. And the example of this, you might have seen UML, Unified Modeling Language, and one of them we are going to study, that is the ER model. And then we have it is not here, I'm not sure whether you went through this in first 2 weeks. So it is just to understand that why we are studying so many models. And the example of this is There are many examples. Similarly, there are many examples here as well. So basically, what is a data model? It helps us to describe the data, how our data is stored, how there are relationships. And all the data models that exist are divided into these three categories. So what is the basic difference between these three? When we start designing a database, we take one of these, this level model, because high level data models are, or we also call them conceptual data models. Because initially we don't want to design directly our tables or relations. Usually whenever we are making something, we want to make it small model, right? Something which we can play with, something which we can modify easily, something if it is not correct, will not waste too much time and effort and money. So we want to create, suppose this building needs to be created, they don't start creating first the building, right? They first make a blueprint somewhere, right? They don't start with the building material and start making the building. So there is some blueprint on some paper or maybe some small model with the help of cardboards or something. And once they are okay, that okay, structurally it is fine, it can stand and the dimensions look good and everything is fine, then they go on making the real thing, right? So similarly, when we create the databases, we don't directly start writing the queries, SQL commands to create our tables. We don't start with that. So initially, we use one of the conceptual or high-level data model to create our structure of the data. And at that time, there is no real data inside that. Just like when we create the building and when we create the blueprint of the building, there is no real material there. There is no bricks or anything at that time. So similarly, in the conceptual data model, when we use, it is just on the paper or with the help of one of the tool, a computerized tool, we try to create the blueprint. We see what are our entities, main thing, how they are related, what are the different relationship, what kind of relationship, whether we can combine some of the entity and make a super class, or whether there is some abstract class, etc., etc. So we try to create a small blueprint of our database by using one of the conceptual data model. And in this course, we are going to study ER model, which is from the next week. So how to start creating a database? We try to visualize with the help of conceptual data model. And we start with the conceptual data model because it is very easy. It is very close to how we human perceive data. So it is very close to the real world. And that's why we use this model. Once we are sure, we validate it, and we are sure that whatever design of the database we have done in the conceptual data model is correct, then we convert this into one of this representational data model. Now, why do we convert? The reason is our commercially available database model, database management systems, do not use these. They use this. Because this is just some blueprint. The actual data cannot exist here. So this is some blueprint which helps you to visualize the data, how your data will look like, right? But representational or implementational data model are the data models which are used by commercially available database management system. Like Oracle or MySQL is using relational model, right? So once we are sure here, then we convert it into one of these. When we convert here, at that time also, although we choose one of the implementational model, but we don't need to choose at that moment which database management system we are going to use. So we don't make that decision at that time. And then later on, this is, again, when you see inside MySQL, The data is stored in the form of tables and they are interrelated. But do you think actually on the disk the data is stored like in the form of tables? On the disk it is just some stream of bits, right? Some binary characters are there and everything is converted into that form. So how the operating system is handling that data, which file organization the operating system is using, that comes under low level of physical data model. So we will also create the physical model by using the SQL. So we will create our data and we will see that data in the form of tables, but actually on the disk it is not stored like tables. So there comes the physical models, right? So next week we are going to start one of the conceptual data model, that is ER model, and we will use one of the tools same like UML class diagram to create our data model. So last week and this week basically we are concentrating on relational model. So we studied the concepts of relational model, like what is a relation, what is tuple, what is attribute, and what are the different keys there, and what keys we need to relate to tables, and what are the different constraints or conditions we can put on the relational model. So we started from there. So we started from the relational model because that is what which is used by MySQL or commercially, most of the commercially available database management system. So with most of these models, we have every data model, most of the data models come with set of operations. So relational algebra is that set of operations for relational model. Many of these, for example, in the conceptual model, we don't have set of operations. So it is not necessary, but in the end, every data model helps us to describe and visualize the data, how data is there, how it is distributed between different tables or whatever is the term that is used in that particular data model. Right? So we will do relational algebra today, and you will see many similarity because SQL is also based on the same, and relational algebra is the basic set of operations. So when in 1970 relational model was introduced, with that this set of operations in the relational algebra are also introduced, and later on SQL was made. So many of the things are common, and that is more practical, this is more theoretical, but many of the differences you will also find. Okay. So relational algebra is the basic set of operations for relational model. These operations enable us to specify basic retrieval request, as there is no real data there. So we cannot insert or delete or manipulate. We are just trying to retrieve how the data is. The result of these operations are new relations. So everything, whatever we have studied in the relational models, hold true here as well. So these are the database, or you can say the structure we are going to follow in this particular lecture. It is very similar to what we are following in SQL, but there are some small differences. There is employee there, department there, but there are some other things there which are not here, and there are some things here which are not there. Okay, so this is the data look like. You don't need a real table for this. So that's why if you will just look at this design, you will be able to do all the relational algebra operations which we are discussing and the practice problem which I am going to give you. So we will start with projection. And project operations is denoted by pi symbol. And you can see the syntax. So we basically write column list. And this is the relation from which we are trying to project. Now, what does it project means? Project means vertical subset of any table. So you are trying to select some of the columns, but all the rows. So if this is your table, and there is some data, so we can say so this way we are just selecting only two of the columns. So it actually helps us to take the vertical subset, all the rows plus some specific column which we have specified after the pi symbol. What is the equivalent in SQL? How do we do it in SQL? Suppose this is the table and this is the data. Yeah. Yeah. So this is basically equal to select. So select helps us in taking the vertical projection, right? So if you write star, all the columns are there. And if you specify some specific columns, it is same like taking the projection. So we can write so this is the equivalent SQL statement. You can see here, right? The down part? Little bit. So far till here it's okay? Okay, I'll not write down. And the second important operation, so this is the first operation which is very important, and the second which is denoted by pi, and the second one is selection, which is denoted like this. So suppose again this is the same data and the syntax is so we can say this is an example. So selection operation helps us to get the horizontal subset. So we put a condition, and with the help of those that condition, only the rows which satisfies the condition return to us. So this helps us in getting a vertical subset. And this helps us in getting a horizontal subset. Right? What is the equivalent in SQL? How do we do it in SQL? Yeah? With where? So what this is doing here, in the same select statement, if we add where, it does the same thing. So select us helps us to get a horizontal subset. So this is selection, and this is projection. right? And we can combine these two operations also. And we can write in one expression or we can write one after another. Let's see. So this is, we already see, pi is the symbol used to represent the projection operation. Attribute is the desired list of attributes from the relation R which we want to retrieve. So it creates the vertical partitioning. So this is the example from the employee table. We have already seen the equivalent. Equivalent is this. You specify the columns after select and only those column values will be returned. But projection, all the rows will be returned. Just like if we don't put any where condition, all the rows will be returned in SQL. And this we also saw. Again, selection condition with the sigma operator. And we put the condition. And that condition can be a simple condition or it can be a compound condition separated by AND or. It is possible. So these are two different examples. Select the employee's tuple whose department number is 4. So we are using the sigma and the condition is department number is equal to 4 from employee relation. We already know what is the SQL statement we learned last time. So this is only the horizontal partitioning. So we are selecting all the columns. But with the where clause, we are trying to, or with the condition in the selection operation, we are trying to limit the rows. So only the rows which satisfy our condition will be returned. And second one is, again, it is similar to this, what I have written just now. And the equivalent condition in SQL. Sometimes for some of the queries we need to do more than one operation or we need to combine these operations and that is perfectly fine. We can do so. We can write all of them in the nested expression in one line or we can divide it into multiple lines. Let's see one example. So here we are trying to retrieve the first name, last name and salary of all employees who work in department number 5. And see here in the first part here we have first taken the selection and we just selected the related rows where this condition is true and then we took the projection out of this. If we try to do something like this here with these two, how we will write it? Let's see. That these two, if we want to select, so this can be the nested expression doing both the things at the same time. You can write like this or you can do this also. So if you are not comfortable with using many nested operation, so again, just like how the brackets work, first the selection will work and whatever be the result of this selection, we are taking the projection of that result. So here we are writing everything in one statement. But we can divide that statement. We can take the selection first and whatever is the result, we are putting in a temporary relation. So we are calling that relation as stamp. You can give any name, it doesn't matter. And then on this stamp relation, we are taking the projection and we are getting the final result. So you can use any of these names, any name for these relation. So if it is a big, it requires many operations to solve the problem, you may do it in stepwise. It is not necessary that you need to do these nested way, right? Is that clear so far? So this is again, we are again showing how the operations are equivalent. So you can see first name, last name, whatever we are putting inside after the select here, which is, it is equal to, similar to taking the projections, and whatever conditions we are putting, it is similar to doing the selection, and the from relation name we put here. So this is the way it works. And similarly, like we have studied aggregate functions, count, sum, maximum, minimum, etc., the same aggregate functions work here in the relational algebra, because SQL is also based on the similar concept. And again, we have grouping similar to that, just the notations are different, but the concept, how it works, and how the groups are made, and then we operate or we put different kind of aggregate functions, everything is same. So aggregate functions and grouping, a type of request that cannot be expressed in the basic relational algebra, is to specify mathematical aggregate functions. And common functions are sum, average, maximum, minimum. And count function, same like in SQL, is used for counting tuples or values. So these are some of the examples. You will just see here the difference. This is the notation in relational algebra when we are using the aggregate functions. So this symbol specifies that we are using aggregate function. What is the function? This is the function we are using. And on which column the maximum function will work on is this. So this is the column that exists in employee relation. So we are taking the maximum salary of employee relation. How many values it is going to return? One value, because right now we are not doing any grouping. So if we are not doing any grouping, what happens? The whole table or relation is treated as one group, right? So if this is the relation and if we are trying to put the same, it will give you the value 25,000. So the whole table data will be treated as single group. Similarly, we can use minimum salary, sum of the salary, or we can do count SSN, average salary, more than one functions at the same time, and we can write the name of the relation. How can we do this in SQL? The last one. What this is doing? Count SSN. Social security number, something like employee code. What count? We are counting SSNs. What does it mean? How many there are? So in other words, because SSN is the key, so it will basically count the number of employees if there are no null values. And then we have the average salary. So this will also return a single value, and this will also return a single value. So we will have number of employees as well as average salary for employees relation. Now we can also group here, see here. So let's see how did the previous statement similar to SQL. So how we were, what we were doing? This was our previous statement, right? And now we are grouping also. So how we are writing? This is, and whatever on which we are supposed to group on, that column name is written here, and then we are count SSN. Sorry. How will we write this in SQL? This is really nice, this and this, isn't it? In the cost of one, we are learning two things at the same time. I'm sure they must be learning at the same time. Database. Really? Yeah. He is more loud. I need to increase my energy also a little bit so that you cannot hear them. Okay. So this is the equivalent. Whatever we are writing here is here, and whatever is here is inside select, and this table we are using here. Do you want me to fill the data and show you again how groups are made, or do you remember when we were discussing the SQL? We also need to make some noise. Okay, so let's suppose look like some fun class there. So if we are not using the group function, the whole table is treated as one group, like in this case, and it will calculate how many SSNs are there. So there are 6. So it will give you the value 6 for this, and it will calculate the average value from out of all these values, and that value will come here. So if we are doing this, the whole table is one group, and one value for each one of them, these functions which we are using, will be returned to us. But if we are using group by function, then either this or this, then it will first create the groups according to the same value of department number. So here you can see these two are same. So one of this group will be formed. Similarly, these two are same. Department number 20, same value. And similarly, another group will be formed. So when we are using grouping function like here in SQL or in relational algebra like this, before the function, we write the name of the column on which we want to make the groups. So these groups will be created. Now we will have one value for each group. So how it will, we will have the result. So we will have something like count SSN and we have average salary. So it will count how many SSN are there in first group and it will return 2 and the average salary, which is 15,000. Similarly, for the second group, again 2 employees are there and the average salary is this. And similarly, for the third group, again 2 employees are there and the average salary is this. So this is the way the groups are formed, either if you are using in SQL or you are using relational algebra. The concept is basically the same. And then we have cross product, which is similar to Cartesian product we studied in SQL, where if there is no join condition, it makes some meaningless join of two tables and it gives us some result. And then we are going to study the meaningful operation, which is join. And similarly, we have the outer joins here also. But in relational algebra, full outer join is possible, which was not possible in the case of SQL. In SQL, we can only do left outer join or right outer join, but the full outer join is not possible. So let's see Cartesian product. So it just combined the data from two tables. Why do we join the tables? We are learning all these operations there, but what is the need for joining the tables? Why do we join? If we want to retrieve some data which is not present only in one table. So if you want to suppose this is employee table, we have department number here, but suppose we want to know the employee number, employee name, their department number and also the department name. Now department name is not in this table, it is in department table. In that case, we need to join these two tables and then get the result. And sometimes our question may require joining more than two tables, 3, 4, right? So we need to do the join, but we need to make sure that our join is meaningful. So Cartesian product or cross product is not meaningful. It is like joining without join condition. What is a join condition? Do you remember from last time? Suppose we need to join these two tables. What was the SQL statement? Do you remember? We want to retrieve the employee details along with the department name. How do we join in SQL? right or may not right, it doesn't matter. If I'll write this, what will happen in this case? It will compile, it will give you a Cartesian product. What is the cut here? Because we have not specified the join condition. Yeah. Weird combination. What will be the result of this? If we write yeah, which is not meaningful actually. Let's suppose here add E dot department number and D dot department number just to see that it makes sense or not. So what will happen? Because there is no join condition, the first row will be joined with first row and first row will be joined with second row. And similarly, this will happen with all the rows. And then second row will be joined with first row and second row will be joined with second row and same like this. So we will have total 8 rows. And let's see little bit of data initially. And there will be 4 more rows later on. Does it make any sense here? We are having an employee detail working in department number 10 and then we have the department 10 details. So this row makes sense, but does this row make sense? Does it provide some meaningful data? Because we are just joining this with all the rows here. Every row of first table will be joined with every row of second table and that doesn't give. Many of the rows will be meaningful, but many of the rows, returning rows, will not be meaningful data. And that's why this is the Cartesian product in relational algebra or in SQL if we don't specify the join condition. Same is written here. See the equivalent operation here. Can you see here? Just we use this symbol, X symbol, and we are just joining two tables, same like here. So what we will write in, if we are using relational algebra, then it will be EMP cross DEPT. And something like this result will come up in that case, which is not meaningful. But if we have a selection condition after that, then it will make sense. Suppose in this, if we say then it will make sense. So Cartesian product alone cannot make sense, but if it is followed by some selection where we are saying EMP dot department number is equivalent to department dot department number, if both of these are equal, then it will make sense. Because if we will do this select operation, automatically this row will not be returned and this row will not be returned. So Cartesian product alone cannot make this meaningful data, but if it is followed by a selection operation between the equality of two common column, then it can make sense. And same thing we do in the SQL by having the on condition. So how we do it here? Right? So this is our joining condition. Now this is no longer a Cartesian product. This is a proper join because we specified the condition. This is our join condition, that what should be the condition of joining of these two tables. So only join when the employee table department number is equal to department table's department number. So in this case, the join will work something differently. It will take the first row, it will look for this same value here, and it will join it with this table, this particular row of this table. Then it will take this, again it will look for value 10, and it will join it with this. And when another value will come up, it will take this value, it will look for this value in second table, and it will join this with this row. And similarly for the last row. So in the result, we will only have 4 rows instead of 8 rows which were returning before, because 4 of them were not meaningful. Only 4 of them were returning us some values which are meaningful. So Cartesian product, just like in SQL, if we are just making this between two tables, this doesn't make any sense. It doesn't return us any meaningful data. And for that, we use the join operation that is also called theta join. So if we are using Cartesian product followed by the join condition selection operation, it is equivalent to this theta join. And how do we write this theta join? In relational algebra. So the equivalent of this in relational algebra is, this is the symbol, and here we write the joining condition. Here we write the name of the relation, and here we write the name of the relation. So employee relation is joined with department relation, and this is our joining condition. And later on, if you don't want, because in this case all the columns will be returned, and if you are not interested in all the columns, then take the projection with column list, whichever column you want to return in your result. So you need to take the projection afterwards, just like we just want some of the columns, not all the columns. So you need to use this join. These are some of the examples. Let's not go, we will solve some of the problems. Okay, so it seems this is the time for a break. Yeah. The down one, we just have relations on paper, so there is, we cannot do this with, like, if you want to write this on MySQL or Oracle, it won't work because there the language is SQL. So you have some imaginary or real relations like this on paper, and you do this just like we do in maths. The set doesn't exist anywhere, it is on our paper. So this is a theoretical operations and theoretical model here we are talking about. Okay, so let's take a break and then we will continue. All right, so before going for break, we were discussing the joins. So in this case, the result will be, if we are simply doing this, so if we are doing the normal join, like in this case, only those rows are returned which has matching value in each table, other table. So for example, this employee row has a matching value for department number because that is our join condition. So it will look for this value and that row will be returned. Similarly, this value is here, so that row will be returned. Similarly, this value is here, so that row will be returned. But this row from the employee table will not come in the result because we don't have a table department 40 here. So there is no matching value here in the department number in the department table, so it will not be returned. Similarly, if there is a department which exists but there is no employee working for it, then that also won't be returned in the result. So simple join is only when there is a matching value in the other table, then only it will be returned. But if we want such kind of rows also to be returned in our case, then in that case we need the outer join. And we have three kind of outer join. First is left outer join, and we have the same things in SQL also we already studied. So if we are using left outer join, the symbol is this and everything else will be same. If we in that case, what extra rows will be returned? The rows in the left table which doesn't have a matching value in the right table. So if we do the left outer join, all the rows which were returning before will come up, as well as this row will also come. And because there is no matching value in the second, so this will be null because there is no department existing with department number 40. So if we do the left outer join, then this will be the result of the join. All the rows which has the matching value, as well as the rows in the left relation which doesn't have a matching value in the right relation. Or we can do right outer join. Which will be everything else will remain the same. And in that case, this will not be returned. It will return all the rows which has matching value in the other, as well as it will return us any row in the right table which doesn't have a matching value in the left table. So in that case, we will have, and because there is no employee, so there will be null values here. So this will be the result of right outer join in this case. So common rows are returning, but only those rows from the right table which doesn't have a matching value in the left table. Or if you want all of them to return, then we do the full outer join. Everything else will remain the same. This full outer join is not available. It doesn't work in SQL, MySQL. But left and right outer join works. So this will be full outer join. In that case, all the rows which are normally returning in the join will be returned, as well as all the rows from the left table as well as from the right table which doesn't have matching value in the other table. So the full outer join result will be this will be the full outer join, right? So everything is returning in that case, whether it has the matching value in the other table or not. Doesn't matter. And then we have the set operations. I will not go in detail because we have already seen them in SQL, and everything else is same. Again, they need to be union compatible. If we are doing union, intersection or minus, that means whatever relations we are applying these operation on should have the same number of columns, as well as the domain of those columns, corresponding column or respective columns should be same. So this is the intersection, that was the union, and this is the set difference. And these are some of the examples. You can see student and instructor are our original relations on which we are trying to do intersection. The result is B, student, union, instructor. Intersection result is C, student minus instructor is D, and instructor minus student is E. So this is that. I don't think much details are required here or explanations are required here. One thing you see here, that the name of the columns here are this, and the name of the column in instructor is something else. But the number of columns are same in both the relations. And the domain of first name and the domain of this should be same. And domain of this and domain of this should be same. Now in this case, because the column names are not same, and still we are doing the union, intersection, minus and all the things, the result will have the column names as the column of the relation which was first mentioned. So see here, we are doing student union intersection. So student relation is coming first, and that's why in the result, the column of student, the column name from the student table is coming as a result. You can see the difference at the last. In the E, instructor minus student we are doing here. So instructor relation is mentioned first. And in that case, you can see the column names are from the instructor table. So this is the only difference here. There are some relational algebra practice. Please try to do the first one. So basically, I'm going to write it here so that I can show you the schema. It's very simple because you have started working on SQL already. So you are retrieving the names of employees in department 5. So we need employee details. And we only need the name. The conditions are department number should be 5 and they should work, who work more than 10 hours per week on project. So project is product X and more than 10 hours per week. Let me show you the This is the schema. We want the names of employees who are working for more than 10 hours per week on project product X. If we see the data, can you see the data? Little bit? Huh? Not at all. Can you, if you have the laptops, you can open this file from Blackboard, please. So I'll just give you the hint. You have employees details in employee table, employee relation. The number of hours per week is in the works on relation. Can you see? The works on, down here, employee number, which project number they are working on and how many hours per week they are working on. So that is in the works on relation. But here we have just the project number. But in this query we want we have given the condition with project name. And project name is in the project table. See here, project name and project number is in the project table. So you need all the three relations to solve this query. Employee names are in the employee table. Works on has the number of hours per week working on a project number, but the project name is in the project table. Now what you need to do? Start thinking in these terms. First see whether you need to join multiple tables. The data you need is in the single table or it is dispersed among many tables, and then see if you want to select something, if you can get rid of some of the columns or in these terms. And then you can maybe group by. And then you can maybe, if you don't want to see all the data, you can do the projection. Here you need to specify the column. And finally, if you are writing the SQL, you may need order by. But here we don't have that. We don't use that. So start working on this. If you can't see the data, please open on Blackboard. This PPT is already there. So you need employee table, you need works on table, and you need project table. How can you join these three tables? Can you directly join employee table with project table? No. So you need to first join the employee table with works on table, and works on later maybe the result with project table. And I need the relational algebra commands. you like to work or do you want me to solve this together and then maybe next one you can solve yourself? Anyone come up with any idea how to solve this? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, let's do it together. Okay, so let me do it in a different color. So the joining condition will be what it will be? SSN of employee table should be equal to ESSN of works on table. I cannot show you how it will look like after joining because this board is too small for that. Otherwise, we could have joined. All right. So this is the first part. We joined the employee table with works on based on ESSN. This is the column. The first column should be the column of this and the second column should be the column of this. Right. What next we are going to do? We can do selection first and then later on join with the second table, or let's do all the join first and then we will think about the selection. What do you say? Let's join. Do you want to join here or do you want to divide it into two steps? Okay, let's divide it into two steps so that you will understand what we are doing. So this is employee works on relation. Okay, we have joined these two. The result is here after joining these two. And then let's join this employee works on with what? What one, which other join is required now? Project. So we will join with project. And what will be our join condition? In this, we have all the columns of employee and all the columns of works on now. So P number should be equal to P number of project. Right? And this is our joined result. Right? It must be so many columns and so many rows. Now we need to only see where project is product X, department number is 5, and the number of hours we are working is greater than 10. Do you want all the conditions to be applied once with AND, or do you want one condition at a time? We can do a compound condition joined by AND, or we can do three select one after another. One select with all the three conditions, or three select with one condition each. How would you like? It doesn't matter, right? Should I write the one condition? Okay, let's see what you are going to do next. You need to do the selection then, right? How do we do selection? With this operator. On which table we are going to do the selection? This joined result, right? And what will be our condition? Let me see. Department number. Department number should be 5. And what else? Is it too small? Can you see what is written here? And what else? What is the name of the project? Project name Because now in this we have joined all three. So all the columns are there from every table. All the three tables are there. Project name is equal to product X. And which other condition is left? Works on. Number of hours worked is 10 hours. Which column is that? Where we have 10 hours or 20 hours per week. What is the column name? Which column we are talking about when we are talking about this condition? Yeah. Hours. Yeah. So the last condition is and hours should be greater than 10. And this we are applying on this joined result. Right? And this will be our result 1. What is left now? Do you want all the columns in the query? We just need the names of the employee. So what needs to be done now? It will give us the correct row where the department number is the department number is 5 of that employee, who is working on project name this, who is working more than 10 hours on this project. But what is left? Do we want to see all the columns? Yes or no? Name column. So which operation we are going to use then? Remember, we had the selection. What was the other one? Project. So we need to use the projection operation. So we will use projection. What is the column name? Actually, it says the name, but it should be at least last name or first name. So let's suppose it is first name. And what else? Middle name. I cannot see what is written there. Middle initials. And last name. From this result. And this will be our final result. So this is the way when we are doing SQL, we don't write exclusively these steps, but in our mind we try to think in the same way. What needs to be done? First we need to join and do the selections and etc. So relational algebra helps us in breaking the problem into small problem and doing step by. And all this we need to write in the same SQL statement in case of SQL. So if you will practice some of the problem from relational algebra, it may help you to process it in a right way while doing the SQL. Okay? Let's see the next one. Can you do that? Okay, this one is comparatively easier. The next one. Name and address of all employees who work for research department. So we want the name and the address only, not all the details of employee. That means one projection is needed. And working for research department. Now, have you read the query? Okay. So we need to now see the tables. Now see here. The name is here in the employee table. The address is also here in the employee table, and we have the department number. But research department name is not here. We have department number here, and research department is here. So we know the department number from employee, but we don't know the name. And if the query contains the name is here. So what we need to know in this case? What we need to do? Some data is here, what we know, and some data is here. So obviously we need to join these two tables first. And what will be our join condition? What's the common column? Please say loudly. Department number of this is equal to department number of this. So first we need to join, and then we need only the employees working in research department. So that means we need only some selected rows where department name is research, right? So that will require a selection operation. And in the end, we don't need all the columns. We just need the name and the address. That means a projection will be required. Now start doing it. So we need employees' names and address. But for only employees, those employees who are working for research department. Right? This we need to do. Let's think what we need to do here. Okay, what to do first? Yeah? Yeah, so we are joining the employee table with department table. And our join condition is the department number column is in employee table, and here it is called D number, right? So this is our join, and we can call it result 1. Okay, and next what we need to do on this result 1? Do we want all the rows? No, we just want those rows where the research department name is research, right? So what we are going to do? We will use a selection operation to just select, because this will return us all the departments, all the employees working in different department, whether it is research or administration or headquarter. All of the employees working in different departments will come. But we want only the employees working in research department. So what we will do? What will be our condition? Selection condition? Can someone... Yeah? Okay, yeah. So department name should be equal to research. Right? That is the selection we are doing, and that will be again not our final result, our intermediate result again. And finally, because we don't need all the columns, so what we are going to do on result 2? We need to take the projection, and we need first name, middle initials, and last name, sorry, and address. And this will be our final result. Right? So this is our second query. See the third one? I'm going to write it here so that you can work with the tables then. Please start working on this. So project details are in project table, and we only want those projects where the location is Stafford. So we only need the details of Stafford. So there will be some selection later on involved. But we want this project details along with what is the controlling department. Now the controlling department number is here in the project table. But we also want the manager details of that department. So we have, see here, we have those Stafford location project this as well as this, and we know in both the cases the controlling department is 4, but in the query we want the manager details also. For that we need to go to this table, and here we have the department number details, which is the controlling department for the project located in Stafford. And this is department, but we want last name, date of birth, address. So that is not here. Where is that? This manager is also an employee, right? So this 4321, let's see where is that 4321. So we will look for that number here in this table, and we will get the names, and we will get the birth date, and we will get the address from there. So we are starting from here and getting the manager SSN from here, and then getting the details of the manager from here. So basically what we need is distributed in three tables. So first of all, you need to join these three. How can you join? You can join this with this first, maybe. How? The common column is department number and this, right? And then the result, or you can do all the three joins together, and then the result will be joined with this, and the common column will be SSN of this table should be equal to manager SSN of this table, right? And once all three of them are joined, then you only want those projects where the location is Stafford, and then you need the projection finally. I gave you the solution. You just need to write it. Can you do it, or do you want me to do it? We have very less time remaining. Okay, let's do it together. So what we are doing? Let's first join project with department. And our joining condition is DNUM from the project table should be equal to D number of department table, and this will be our result one. But that's not enough, we need to join it with employee table also. So result one will be joined with employee table. And the join condition will be, because in the result table we have manager SSN now, should be equal to SSN of employee table. And this will be, finally we come with the result of all the joins. Now this will give us all the projects located everywhere, but we only want those project details which are located in Stafford. So we need to do a selection on this result join, and the selection condition will be P location should be equal to Stafford, and this will be again our result. Do we want all the columns? No, we only want the project number, which is and we want the controlling department number, which is and we want department manager's last name. And we want date of birth and address. And this will be our final result. Okay? Is that clear? Any confusion here? Okay, let's quickly see what the last two queries are about. Okay, we did all three of them. Retrieve the average salary of all female employees. So naturally it is calculating average. That means we need to use the functions, aggregate function, but it doesn't want all employees' average salary, only the salary of female employees. So let's go there. Do we need join in this case? Salary is in the employee table, and in that we have the gender also, and those two things we just need. So there is no join required in that case. But before we calculate the average salary, we need to make sure that we only select those employees whose gender is female, and then we need to calculate the average, right? So how we will do it? So this is about average salary of all female employees. So we need to first make sure that we are only selecting the rows where gender is female, and then we will calculate the average. Otherwise, if we will do the function first, it will be applied on the whole table. So we need to select some only those roles where the employees are female. So we need to do the selection from the employees table, right? And these are female employees only. So we get female employees by using this selection operation. And then on this result, what we need to do now? We need to use the function, right? And what we are calculating? And this will be our final result. Is that clear what we did? So we need to first, similarly you can get the average salary of male, only the selection condition will be different in that case. Okay, let's quickly, I don't know how much time is there, 2 minutes. I'll give you the hints to solve the last two, actually last three. For every project, you need to list the project name and total hours per week by all employees. In this case, you need to join works on with project first, because number of hours are in the works on and project name is in the project table. First join them. You need to do grouping because we want for every project. So group by project number. And then you are getting all of them, sum of number of hours, etc., etc. List the employees who have no dependents. Or retrieve the employees who do not work on any project. For both of them, you can try. First, let's see. All the employees who do not have dependents. List of all employees are here. All the employees are here. And the employees who have dependents are here. In the dependent table, we have employee number and their dependents' names. Right? So, if we have this list, this is all employees who have dependents. And this is all employees who have dependents or who do not have dependents. Now what we do, if we take all the SSN from here and all the SSN from here. This contains all of them, whether they have or they do not have dependents. Everything is here in this set. And here we have only those who have dependent. If we do minus between them, will it solve the problem? From this set, minus this set. Suppose first set from employee is all the employee. We don't know whether they have the dependents or not. Okay, there are four employee. And from the dependents table, we have set of employees who have dependents. If we do the minus between these two, what will be the result? If we do employee minus dependents, how the set operator will work? The result of this will be 3, 4, which is actually the employees who don't have dependents. Same thing you will do for the last one also. It is just related with projects. There you need to do project and works on. Okay? So use the same thing and try to solve this. Sorry, there is no time left. One thing before I leave. All the practice questions from all the slides we have so far, I'll put everything in one document. And I will upload this document on Blackboard. So because we have questions in every slides in between at the end. So I will have the combination of everything here and I'll upload it. Please practice them. What? They are not still there. I will upload after a couple of weeks. Not before that, because I want you to try yourself. So maybe after couple of weeks, 3 weeks before the exam, I'll upload. Thank you very much. We will meet on Tuesday now. Have a nice weekend.